This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Friday before we get back into Let's Find Us a Quarterback next week. Don't had a lot going on this week. We've given up the quarterback search for a few days.
We but have.
By God, we're going to find one.
We have. But you know what we're not going to let the fans down on? Quick Predicts at the end of the show. We're going to do a Super Bowl edition of Quick Predicts.
How about that? Is that good?
Yeah, why not? Okay. I think we're even going to do two keys and a lock.
Yeah?
Man, we're treating this like this is a Browns
Friday. Like it's a game day.
Yeah, like it's a Browns Friday.
And it's even better than that because Rocco's going to be with us and tell us what to cook.
Oh, man!
When he tells us how to cook chicken wings again, which I hope he doesn't because I've asked him in the past. I'm not going to ask him because I bought a bag of frozen chicken wings.
Yeah?
To cook.
How are you going to cook them?
I'm going to throw them in the oven like the bag tells me to do.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to go there with Rocco because he's so good, you know. And I've followed his recipes before. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
The way he told me to do it, but this is going to be easier.
Just throw them in a deep fryer.
Or an air fryer.
Not a bad
way to go.
Yeah, why not?
DeAndre Hunter, now a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They get him from the Atlanta Hawks. He's been healthier this year lately than he's been in the past, which is a good thing. And 6'8", at least 6'7", good defensive player. He's shooting the three ball better than he has shot the three throughout his career, Andy. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things to like here. I don't know that there's anything to not like about this trade. Okay, you didn't give up any draft pick that matters because they're already gone. The pick swaps don't matter because they probably won't get used.
Mm-hmm.
So it all works. And you gave up a couple of guys that you might not have wanted to give up. But sometimes you have to make a trade every day of the week. If I'm Kobe Altman, if I'm Mike Gansey, you make this trade. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought that this was a no-brainer when it came up. And, yeah, maybe they gave up a couple guys that were well-liked in the locker room. But, I mean, you got to pay the price somehow on this. And if he fits in, has a good attitude, and is ready to roll, it's going to work. But the question is, how far will this work? And so I started looking at some letter grades that people had given the trade for whatever it's
you
worth.
You haven't seen anything other than like A-, no, B+.
I saw
you?
B+. Yeah, that was the one. It was the one that kind of stood
well,
out
B+
to me.
B+ is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, USA Today.
That'll get you honors when you graduate from something.
This was a fun move for Cleveland, according to USA Today, who made a rare deal to improve their roster, even though they have one of the best records in the NBA. You think it's a rare deal? What is that supposed to mean? LeVert, who is a better defender, was providing a genuine positive impact in the rotation so far, but Cleveland made an undoubtable improvement to the roster with Hunter. This is not necessarily the trade that will win the Cavs a title, but it feels like they are slightly closer today than they were yesterday. B+.
Now, what do you do with DeAndre Hunter? And I'd like your because the obvious thing might not be the thing to do. I'd love your thoughts. 216-474-0092.
First question, are you starting him? Is he starting or not?
Let's talk about that.
Oh, now or later? I don't.
Right,
I wasn't,
now.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to jump the gun.
No, that's where I was going.
You said that, and like my initial thought is, why wouldn't you start him?
What to do with DeAndre Hunter?
Yeah.
See what you just said? Why wouldn't you start him? Common sense tells you, well, he's the perfect guy. Just put him in at three and you go. Here are the reasons you start DeAndre Hunter.
Okay.
And to me, you look at it and you just think, well, of course you would start him.
Yeah.
We're going to dig a little deeper and maybe you shouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. The pros to starting him, he rounds out the starting five. I mean, you've got a glaring hole at the three and he plays the three.
Right.
And he plays it well.
Right.
And he plays defense and he knocks down three-point shots. Better than he's done either probably at any point in his career. So that's exactly what the starting five needs. Correct?
Correct.
There's the size that he brings on the wing. That works, right?
Right.
That's what you're looking for. And he brings points. He's averaging a career-high 19 points a game and three-point shooting to the starting five, which creates even more space for the guards to do their thing. Correct? Correct. So that makes perfect sense. Now let me give you the pros. The pros to bringing him off the bench.
Yeah, I want to hear this. This was one of the things I thought was a no-brainer yesterday, and I started to think
about
it.
Well, I did too. You know, you would think, well, they need a three. You got a three. You start him. Pros to bringing him off the bench.
Okay.
All right. He's had his best NBA season. This is the best he's ever played in the NBA. And he's been coming off the bench. He's made only four starts this year. And they were the first two games of the season that he played and the last two games, where it's almost as if they were showcasing him, but that's not necessarily the case. Everybody knew him. He's been around.
Right.
But he's had his best NBA season, and he's done it coming off the bench. So he obviously can flourish in that role. He could be in a unit with his best friend, according to Chris Fedor, Ty Jerome. They went to college together. And that might make the adjustment for DeAndre Hunter easier if he takes the floor with his buddy Ty Jerome on a more regular basis than if Ty's on the second unit and DeAndre's in the starting unit with different guys. It might make the adjustment easier for the team as well and help with instant chemistry between those two guys. And they become something coming off the bench. It could be a really impactful duo.
Do you find it ironic that they were Cavaliers together in college and now they're Cavaliers together in the pros?
Yes.
Maybe this was manifest destiny.
Yeah. Meant to be. Here's where I think, and we'll get to exactly where this will go, but I want to lay this out before we give some real definite opinions here.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the starting philosophy the same if you bring him off the bench. And before anybody screams, well, yeah, but this, if you start him, it makes it better. Well, they're 41-10 with starting Dean Wade mm-hmm. or Isaac Okoro at the three.
Mm-hmm.
That's worked really well. And then combine that with this. He gives you scoring punch off the bench. He's averaging 19 points a game, right?
Right.
Well, you traded two of the top three bench scorers to get him. And what has Kenny Atkinson done all year? Kenny has played a lot of guys. He's distributed minutes, and he's relied on the bench to really help this team. Well, the Cavs just traded away 18.9 points a game coming off the bench. Caris LeVert was your second leading scorer off the bench, and George Niang your third leading scorer. LeVert at 10.2 and Niang at 8.7. So you've traded away 18.9, and you're bringing in 19 points a game. So what does that mean? It means you'd still have the push. I mean, they're almost identical in their scoring averages. 19 points a game for DeAndre Hunter and 18.9 you've traded away. So you're still getting that push. So let's sum up bringing him off the bench this way. It allows a Cavs team that has been outstanding this year at 41-10 to make fewer adjustments bringing in a new player with the rotation. You leave Dean Wade, you leave Isaac Okoro in the starting lineup, and you bring DeAndre Hunter off the bench, and you don't have to completely change your rotation with the second unit that has really worked for Kenny Atkinson, because he wanted to keep everybody's minutes down, right? And play more guys off the bench. You get the same punch, in theory, if you play DeAndre Hunter. Now, that leads me to some questions if he starts. Okay? If he starts.
Okay, what kind of questions? So who are you bringing in off the bench?
Who's your offense off the bench?
Yeah.
Ty Jerome's averaging 11 points a game. Max Strus could start for you. He's made 10 starts this year, and he's averaging 8 points a game. Are you thinking that Max is going to kick up his offense and make up for George Niang and Caris LeVert being traded? Sam Merrill's averaging 7 points a game. Is Sam going to get an uptick? Dean Wade has made 26 starts. Isaac Okoro has made 16. I would think between Strus, Wade, and Okoro, you could continue to start one of those three guys, depending on matchup on a given night, and bring Hunter off the bench and really disrupt next to nothing. I also think this is a question that needs answered. Is Jalen Tyson ready for more? Because if you start DeAndre
Hunter...
Feels
that way, doesn't it?
Well, I think...
More than 10 minutes a game?
But if you start DeAndre Hunter, I think you're going to have to find out if Jalen Tyson is ready for more. I like him. I think he's got a great all-around game and could flourish. If you start Hunter, he better be ready because you're going to count on him for more. I would think this is what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would think at least in the short term, DeAndre Hunter comes off the bench because I think it makes it an easy transition for the entire team. And then you figure out how it works. Let me go basket on you. It doesn't matter who starts the game. It matters who finishes the game.
Yeah, the whole time you've been saying this, I'm like, he can start all he wants if he's on the floor at the end of the game.
That's exactly right. And I would think at least short term, you're bringing him off the bench and you're going to continue to do what you've done to the record of 41-10. Start Dean Wade. Start Isaac Okoro. Start Max Strus since Max has been back. And just let the starting five be what it is and slowly work DeAndre Hunter into this. I think that is what Kenny Atkinson should do.
Will he?
Yes. I'll bet he will.
It just makes sense. I think the whole thing, even when I asked you the question, I thought it kind of makes sense if you feel good and you've already won 40-plus games and why wouldn't you just kind of
slowly
ease
bring him in?
Yeah, there's no reason to fly into. And by
Absolutely.
The way,
and you don't,
at the
if
end
you,
of the
if
day,
you start him, you could screw it up right away, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You could throw some things out of whack.
It's about
bringing him off the bench. I don't think throws anything out of whack. You agree? 216-474-0092. There's something else that could really make me want to bring him off the bench.
Another point.
I'll tell you what it is coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So here's what's happening. We were going to have Chris Fedor joining us at 1 o'clock. Covers the Cavs for the Plain Deal at Cleveland.com. Cavs have just announced that Kobe Altman, their president of basketball operations, is what? Dan's making signs.
So, Kobe Altman will address the media. We will have cuts for you on that one.
Okay.
As it comes down.
All right, so we'll be hearing from Kobe Altman.
In the 1 o'clock hour.
In the 1 o'clock hour. Yep.
Okay. There we go. Mm-hmm. So that's happening. And then...
Much bigger than that, though. We have a much bigger review coming.
Nothing against Kobe, but Andy, what's happening at 12:20?
Once again, we will be graced by the presence of Mr. Ed Kelsey!
Certainly talk to Andy Baskin.
Yes! Pumped.
Certainly talk to Andy Baskin.
What do you think Ed's got? He's in New Orleans.
Is he?
Yeah, he's there.
There's no stunner, huh?
Yeah, well.
Ed's in New Orleans.
Both kids are probably down there.
Very good. Yeah. Cavaliers trading for DeAndre Hunter. Kobe's going to talk. We're going to hear some of what he had to say coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. So get ready for that. One, and I've laid out, should you start DeAndre Hunter? Should you bring him off the bench? Common sense says start him. I think you bring him off the bench, at least to start. And here's where you would start him or leave him on the bench permanently on this team. You just heard Jeff say there's talk of a buyout with Ben Simmons and the Nets. If the Cavs were to, and he's going to talk to the Cavs today, apparently.
Okay.
If Ben Simmons gets bought out, Ben is 6'10", 6'11". He's not a shooter. He shoots like under 20% on threes in his career.
Okay.
He does shoot, you know, like 55, 58% overall. That's because he's at the basket and he's dunking.
Right.
If by chance you could get Ben Simmons here on this team, he's the perfect starter to go along with three guys who score the basketball. Garland, Mitchell, Mobley. And you could put him out there and he can defend the wing guys. And then you bring DeAndre Hunter off the bench with Ty Jerome and Max Strus. And you have a second unit that can go out and score some points for you and alter a game. So I think Ben Simmons, if they could add him to this team, that gives you some things to work with if you're Kenny Atkinson.
Are we worried about Ben's back? That's got to be an issue, doesn't it?
No, I received a text from a buddy who is heavily involved with the NBA.
Ding!
It said this. Welcome to Cleveland, DeAndre Hunter, and seven shots a game. That's Kenny Atkinson's challenge here.
Right.
How do you maximize a guy who's scoring 19 points a game when you have Darius and Donovan scoring 20 points a game and taking a lot of shots? And you have Evan Mobley, who you're trying to get to take more shots. Well, maybe you do it by bringing him off the bench. Because there are shots there, because Karis isn't here anymore, and neither is George Niang.
Okay, all right. Let's talk more about Ben Simmons here in a second, because I want to talk about him. But that's all right, go ahead.
Jay's in Cleveland. Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I've been saying for years that ever since LeBron, this team needs a wing. And it's like, I don't know what's been going on, but Kobe Altman loved these 6'5 small forwards, you know, with Okor and Max Strus. And now we finally got one. The reason why I say start DeAndre Hunter is because you got to think about the matchups here, okay? When you're matching up with most teams in the NBA, well, probably 98% of the teams in the NBA don't have a 6'1 point guard and a 6'1 shooting guard and a 6'5 small forward. So even if DeAndre Hunter is an average defender, but he brings length to the perimeter. So when we go on against teams like Boston, and you got Tatum on the perimeter, you got Brown on the perimeter, you got that dude Derek, I forgot his name, and then you got Holiday out there. Yeah, you got to have length to defend. So I don't want to start Max Strus. Now, you said something about Ben Simmons starting. That wouldn't be a bad idea, but I would prefer Ben Simmons to come off the bench because we still lack big men. We don't have any big men to come off of the bench.
So yeah, I would but he's not a big man bench. Like a center. I mean, he's
no, but
he can defend in there, but yes.
Yeah, but today's NBA, you know, they'll put a 6'7" guy at power forward, and he's really a small forward when you're talking about off the bench.
Yeah, if they
can, we got to think about the fact that we don't have anything down low to defend off of the bench at all.
And Simmons could do that, Jay. You're right. Simmons could do that. Thank you, Jay. But I think he would be a great fit if you could bring him in as a starter, because you don't need to give him the ball. And you've got plenty of guys who start who need the basketball.
Correct. Andy. Correct.
Yeah. So Simmons would be interesting.
Yeah, that was my point. I mean, just any other issues with Simmons that might come to mind. I'm just saying.
He can't shoot.
Right. He was dealing with back issues before.
Well, he's always injured.
Yeah.
At least he hasn't been in Brooklyn. I'll take that back. But there have been issues where early in his career with Philadelphia, he was really good and he scored. He just didn't shoot real well. And then he got hurt and he's had some issues and he's missed some playing time. If you could get him in the buyout market, it would be a really nice get. But he's got the Cavs have competition because he's supposed to meet with the Clippers too.
It's also not that he doesn't shoot well. It's that he doesn't shoot. He's got some mental block that
we've seen him at the basket with nobody near him kick it out. Right? We saw that in the game against the Cavs. He's open. There was nobody near him underneath, and he wouldn't put the ball up. I mean, and he was pretty darn close to the hoop, and he just kicked it out because he doesn't like to shoot. Hopefully they could fix that if they bring him in. But if in that first unit, he doesn't have to shoot. And if you have a 6'10", 6'11 guy on the wing defending, that helps, especially when let's get more offense. Okay, you go sit down. DeAndre, come on in.
Mild pushback on that, though?
Go.
You want somebody who can at least catch and shoot out there just due to the fact that then now you're not playing 4-on-5 on offense.
I get it, but don't you think Simmons would be a nice addition? If they could get him. I'm not saying, for instance, I would rather have DeAndre Hunter than Ben Simmons.
Off the bench for 10 minutes a game? Sure. I just don't think anything more than off the bench for 10 minutes a game for Ben Simmons is a real ask.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I would, if you were able to bring him in, I would think that DeAndre Hunter would get 28 to 30 minutes a game in whatever role he is. And at the most, Ben Simmons, 10 to 15 minutes a game. Because you still have Max Strus, you still have Dean Wade, you still have Isaac Okoro. Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, sir.
B+, forget that. This is A+ with a little gold star and sprinkles on it. You kidding me?
Well, that was USA Today said B+. CBS Sports said A-, Athletic said A+. So.
Well, I can stop reading USA then. That tells me thank you very much. Appreciate that. Come on, this trade made itself. I mean, and Jeff, you've expressed this, by the way, at least some concern, if you will. When you have two guys on the team that have the same size, the same game, and play the same role on the team, and basically because Ty Jerome's really matured into that first-round draft pick that he was at one point, him and LeVert basically were duplicate players on this team. So, I mean, for us, this was a complete no-brainer trade because what are you going to do when you have two guys that basically are the same size, their games are the same, their role is the same coming off the bench? I mean, come playoffs and as the season matures, one of these guys is going to start losing minutes and not being able to play. So keeping them both on this team, at least in my opinion, you're not doing best for the team. You're not doing the best for the players either. So to me, I thought, because Ty Jerome has really done well and really matured and really come into his own, I think this trade really almost makes itself because of that. And then for George, I hope someday he becomes the player some people think he could be, but and I certainly send my best to him and hope the best for him, but I'm not a fan, let's just say that. So
of who?
Niang.
George
I'm
Niang?
Not a big fan. Not a big fan of him. I just don't know. I'm not a fan of him. So
I like his shooting. And he was your third leading scorer coming off the bench.
Fair enough. I'll give you that. But with the trade we got, I mean, again, where does he fit in, you know, right. with minutes? And I agree with you. I agree with you, Jeff. I think he's coming off the bench. And so then what do you do with Niang then? You see what I'm saying? I mean, almost then again, you
got
a guy.
No, you gave up. I mean, you gave up what you had to give up. And that, right. But I honestly, this team has played so well, Kevin. And, yep. you know, they've been musical chairs starting at the three spot. I think is a smooth transition. If you bring him off the bench, you don't have to worry about changing your bench rotation. And if you start him, I think your bench rotation, you're going to have to get guys to do things they haven't done this year. And you just run a slight risk of maybe getting discombobulated for a while and taking some time to figure it out. I think an easier transition is bring him off the bench at least early and let everybody else remain in their same roles and let him just figure it out and let Kenny figure out how to get him his points and his shots.
I agree with everything you're saying, Jeff, and my last point is this. I now feel confident we have a player we can put on the court that can guard the Jason Tatums of the world that are out there. Previous to that, I did not have confidence we had that guy on our roster. I have confidence now we have that guy.
Kevin, I would agree with you on that. Thank you, Kevin. I wouldn't say, you know, he's the best defender in the NBA. I think he's, at the very least, an average defender, which at that spot is something I don't know that you had along with a combination of good offense. Now you have that.
I'm excited to see what this looks like. And again, yeah, I think we just need to have a little bit of patience off the get, right? Just have a little bit of patience to see how it looks, and they'll figure it out. It's just a matter of time.
And you've got a guy, when I say the only issue or an issue, is that, okay, just give him some time to figure it out. As you just said, Andy, the guy was averaging a career-high 19 points a game. He's coming into a place where he's going to be, what, at the absolute best, the third option. I would think the fourth option. But he was coming off the bench in Atlanta and doing really well. So that's why I think it's such an easy transition there, a real easy transition. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. Do you agree? What would you do? How would you use them? It's Baskin and Phelps. Man, what a show coming up. Rocco Whalen, we're going to talk Super Bowl food at 11:20. And get ready. Ed Kelsey at 12:20. From New Orleans, it's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.